Good evening, everybody. It's Monday night, Planet FM 104.6, and that must mean it's third and footlong showtime. I'm Darren Lees.
And I'm DT.
Good evening, DT.
Hello, Darren. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. A big day of American football today.
Big day of American football. And should we make our fun announcement for the show?
Oh, breaking news.
Breaking news.
I know. This
Go
is
Darren.
Exciting. So, breaking news, everybody. So, as you all know, 7 o'clock is our usual start time for Third and Footlong on Planet FM. But as of next Monday, the Third and Footlong show is moving to 6:30 p.m. And not only that, DT.
It's a full hour.
It's a full hour show. So that means we're going to be able to do more reviews of NFL,
yep.
More college reviews.
More food.
More food. Dedicated mm-hmm. segments.
I know. It'll be very exciting.
It's going to be so exciting.
Flicks One our hour. Creative muscles.
It does. And then when it gets released onto social, we'll obviously release the full hour show, but
yep.
we'll also...
So release some more bits and
We'll
parts.
Release more bits and breakdown segments and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
I made the mistake this week. I was at the theatre.
Oh, what'd you do?
I was doing a drop-in.
Oh, yeah?
And then my knee was sore
it's
because,
you.
As you know. And then I turned around and for some reason I went, this really frustrates me because I wanted to play American football this season. And
yeah.
someone turned around and went, oh, what position do you play? And then
what
all of a sudden I went,
did you say?
Wide receiver.
Yeah?
Of course.
And what did you say to them?
I said wide receiver.
Yep.
As if like I've played that position my entire life.
Oh, good job. You have, haven't you? You're also going to play kicker, I think I remember, once your knee's fixed. You're going to kick a 20-meter.
I'm going to do that I reckon I can do that with a gammy knee.
Okay, well, I'll have
Bring
St.
the
John's.
Ball. Bring the ball. I'll go.
Speed dial.
My 20-meter, even though I meant 20 yards, so that's now added
yeah.
2 yards to my
it
kick.
It has, yeah.
But, and I hear that you and Shiraz were poo-canning me. While I was away,
yeah.
saying that there was no chance that I could
that,
make that
kick.
That's
what you said. And he goes, what?
He says that I can't make that
yeah,
kick,
pretty
right?
Yeah. Probably more exclaimed.
I couldn't be no worse than the Giants kicker today.
To be fair, he still kicked it.
Well, he missed an extra point. Kicked
yeah.
it straight into the line, which was funny. But what can we expect on tonight's show? We've just had our breaking news announcement, so next week tune in 6:30. But even if you choose in at 7 o'clock, you'll still get half an hour.
Yeah.
We'll work out what an hour show looks like this week.
Yes, at
yeah.
some point.
We are going to do food review, because we've had a
food review
from a guest... what was the word I'm looking for?
Guest polar.
Polar, that's the word
yep.
I'm looking for. We're going to have NFL in review, some college knowledge. I've got a question for you as well, DT,
yes.
when we get to college. And then we'll finish off with a bit of a chat on what's coming next week.
Sounds very good. Should we start off with the food?
Yes, food review. So, Matthew Alexander from Melbourne, guest pollster this week,
mm-hmm.
decided to ask the question... Whether at home or in the cinema, what is your go-to movie, food or drink?
Frozen Coke.
Are you Frozen Coke?
Yeah, I'm a Froco.
Froco.
Just really no. Often if it's like one of those really long films, I will have double fisting two Frozen
double
Coke.
Double what?
Double fisting two Frozen Coke. You obviously
what
haven't
you
been
want
drinking.
To do, what you want to do with a frozen Coke in your own time is
you
up to you.
You have not been drinking in New Zealand, have you, Darren?
No.
Double fisting,
I'm definitely
two
not
drinks.
Getting double fisted in New Zealand, no, that's correct. So the options were popcorn, a choc top,
mm-hmm.
M&M's stroke chocolate, a hot dog stroke corn dog, pizza, glass of wine, soft drink Coke, beer, nachos, chips, lollies, other. This was really one-sided.
Well,
like, this
popcorn.
Was massive. Yeah, popcorn, 48% of the vote.
But do you find event cinemas popcorn's too salty?
I'm generally, if you got Coke, it kind of, it's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. I mean, Chantelle in Sydney
mm-hmm.
said that anyone that picks corn dog should be banned off this site. That's a hard take. But I got to be honest, like, it's fair. The wildest take was Kaz Leslie from Leicester in the UK.
Leicester.
I don't eat at the cinema. I don't see the point. Personally, don't see the connection between watching films and eating.
That's interesting.
That is a hot take.
So that must be someone who still sits silently at a dining room table then.
Don't usually buy a drink either.
Hmm.
That's a dry 2 hours.
It is.
Yeah. Isn't that a dry 2 hours?
Do you know what I have seen a lot in cinemas when I've gone to films? Curry. Lots of people take curry into the cinema. I've seen it lots
but
of times. I used to work at the cinema and lots of people brought curry in. It was very strange.
That would smell.
It does. I don't think they care.
Corin Healy, who was last week's guest pollster, was like, who on earth eats nachos in the dark?
Well, I think it's like surprise nachos.
Yeah.
We should eat blindfolded nachos, Darren. I think we'll go terribly.
It would be messy.
It'd be funny.
Cheesy top.
Oh, and you'd miss your mouth. You wouldn't know what you've got.
My mouth is hard to miss. M&M's chocolate gained 11% of the vote.
Yeah.
As did Coke soft drink. Everything else. Oh, nachos got 6%, so stick that, Corin Healy. Hot dogs got 6%. Choc top, nothing. Pizza, nothing. Bit of glass of wine. Tiny bit of beer.
Tiny bit of beer.
Yeah,
I would just want a hot beer.
It was so yeah. Popcorn absolutely stole it. But next week, I think we're going to have some controversial takes on the food next week.
Oh, should we announce what the food is?
Yeah, let's do it. What
so,
do you reckon?
Darren messaged me crisps, which is a very British way of saying chips. So, like Bluebird chips.
But that's the thing, right? Because if you say chips in the UK, then it's the hot potatoy things.
Yeah, no, I get why you said crisp, but I was like, I know what that is.
And because we have such a big audience out the UK as well, we have
crisps.
To kind of play this kind of like language kind of thing. So
crisps.
Yes, so it will be crisps, stroke chips, stroke Bluebird, stroke Smiths for our Australian friends, stroke.
Oh, Lay's, isn't that one of them?
Oh, Lay's is another one as well,
Pringles.
Isn't it?
Pringles. Pringles are
Do
a
we
very
include all of those?
Chip.
I love Pringles.
I can't eat chips.
I am the once you pop, you can't stop guy. That is me.
Is that the slogan of Pringles, I'm assuming?
Yeah, once you pop, you can't stop. She's got that poppy top.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
So I am that guy.
You're
I would
guy.
Eat a whole.
Wait, what's your Pringle flavour of choice?
It's a bit boring. Probably salt and vinegar.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty standard.
But then my chips flavour is going to be different.
Isn't that
again.
Also your peanut flavour of choice, salt and vinegar?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a honey roasted, but I hate honey. So get that.
Okay.
I also eat prawn cocktail crisps and hate fish. So it's like I've got all these weird things like I hate coffee, but I can drink an Irish coffee. So.
Yep, okay, so this is just very,
very,
very confusing.
Right.
There's very specific types of food category you can eat.
And I love grapes, but I hate wine. How about that? See?
No, just, but to be fair, grapes and wine don't taste the same.
I know, but they're made the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Do you like raisins?
I do.
Okay, so you like
and
raisins
sultanas.
And grapes, but not wine.
That's right.
Okay.
What a weirdo.
Okay, we've established
We've
your
established
likes
that
likes.
I'm a weirdo, but we already knew that anyway. So, DT, do we want to move on to the NFL in review?
Yep.
Do you want to spin the wheel?
I'm spinning
As
the wheel.
As previewed last week, please don't give us a pony tee.
Okay, I don't have a sound effect yet.
I know what it's going to be.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's going to be the Saints.
It's not the Saints.
Oh, excellent. What we got?
It is Marcus Mariota, Commanders versus Raiders.
Ooh. This is an interesting game because if you look at the stats, very even. Geno, arguably, probably the better QB.
Yeah, well, especially considering his line was terrible.
Yes.
They got 5 sacks.
What is going on with the Raiders' run game? They took Genty at 6. I mean, he ran 17 times today for 63 yards.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what are you feeling about the rookie running backs at the moment? Because Henderson up in Patriots hasn't really delivered.
Mario Hampton's done a little bit of the Chargers.
Yeah, and we'll do more now with Najee Harris down. So.
That's right. They have not really delivered.
No.
I don't
Scatterbo
know
seems to be everyone talks about.
Oh, no, everyone loves Scatterbo.
It's a good name. It's a good name to get
It
out,
is.
Actually,
I mean, he's a nice guy. He seems a nice guy as well. But Mariota, 15 of 21, 207, one touchdown. That's a pretty clean game.
Well, that's why you need a high-quality backup now.
That's right. Smith, 19 of 29, 289, three touchdowns. That's a solid game, but the problem is no running game.
And most of those yards were to Trey Tucker.
Yeah. Commanders ran for over 200 yards.
Yeah.
So.
They did whatever they wanted. The Raiders' defense isn't there, which is interesting for Pete Carroll, but his Seahawks tenure also did not start off to the greatest.
No.
Triumph.
It's almost a bit like Jaden Hu in Commanderland. 41 points. That's
nice.
It's not bad. Raiders put up 24, but
And considering Terry McLaurin got injured, it's actually pretty good. They put up 41.
I think what's interesting, I was going to use this as an observation if we needed time later, but I'm going to say now.
Mm-hmm.
The amount of backup QBs that are playing by week three already.
I know, that's why they have the rules to protect the quarterback.
Yeah, and almost like even in general players, there just seems...
A lot more injuries.
A lot more injuries this year.
Because there are a lot more people playing in preseason, so all in all, it's very confusing as to what's causing them.
Yeah, well, you look at some teams, like you look at the Panthers and a few others, they played practically no starters at all in the preseason.
No.
Loads of teams didn't play, like Jalen Hurts didn't play in preseason and people like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, people are getting really injured. I don't know if the game's getting faster, it's getting more physical, but...
Yeah, well, the turf versus grass debate.
Yes. The other thing today, how many quarterbacks were sat?
There's
a few sat.
Should I spin to see if we get one
of
those
games? Come on, let's do it. Get the wheel.
It's spinning. Titans versus Colts.
Oh, God.
Should we speak of one that kind of got out of hand as well?
Go on, you go first on this one.
And I'm going first while I'm... frantically trying to find it, but I reckon Cam Ward's he bounced back after his pick six, and I actually think that's a good sign for the Titans going forward. I do think Callahan's most likely gone as Titans head coach, probably at some point this year, because he had some mismanagement cues in this game. But yeah, and Indianapolis Colts finally punted
for the first time, which was a record. So 41-20. 40-something was a popular score today.
Yeah, it was.
About four teams scored in the 40s or something like that. Colts 3-0. Titans 0-3.
I'm still waiting for the other shoe to drop for Jones, though.
Colts are rocking up the points at the moment. Taylor, another 100-yard game.
Yeah.
He's potential early MVP candidate.
Yeah, but they never give it to a running back.
Saquon came close last year.
And he had a bit of a campaign a few years back when he had that good season, Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah. Apart from when he dropped the ball on the goal line last year.
Yeah.
Daniel Jones, 18 of 25, 225, one touchdown. Not an outstanding game. But he didn't throw a pick. He's interesting, right? Look at the team he left.
Yeah.
Look at the team he's at.
Well, that's what happens when you get a good O-line, good
and
running game.
I would argue that there were better receivers in New York.
Yes, but he didn't have offensive lines.
No.
Good luck to you if you're a quarterback. Unless you're Geno Smith, who seems to be able to capably function behind a bad offensive lineman. Good luck.
I mean, I picked the Colts to win this division, so I'm feeling good.
Yes.
But, it's going to be interesting when they play someone reasonable on a regular basis. But congratulations, Colts, one of the five unbeaten teams at the moment.
I know, and I just spun the wheel again.
Oh, what did we get?
Chargers versus Broncos, 23-20, Chargers won.
Right. Can I just give you a hot take?
Sure.
Can we just get off the Denver are going to win the Super Bowl take that everyone's got?
I was not on that take.
I didn't mean the third and footlong show, sure. But like in the world... Just get off the Denver Broncos.
I'm fully on Buccaneers to the Super Bowl, but I'm not on the Broncos.
The Broncos torched in the air again. This whole, they've got the best defense.
Yeah, it's
300
surprising.
Yards again by Justin Herbert. Another ill-disciplined defensive performance.
Do you think that's a Vance Joseph thing, though?
I think
because
Vance
the talent
Joseph,
is very good on that
Vance
team.
Vance Joseph, I think, has got... Had a good game plan today. The Chargers really struggled.
Yeah.
They only had 13 points with 2 minutes 37 to go.
The Broncos got 5 sacks on Herbert.
That's right. A terrible look when Herbert... He escaped a sack and then Benito slipped over as he was just about to hit him, and that gave him the freedom to pass. And then the Broncos... I think the problem with the Broncos is Sean Payton. I don't know what's going on with Bo Nix, but Bo Nix is not the player that everyone thought they were going to get.
No, he kept missing the long balls.
Very,
it was insane.
Very. Apparently, he did that in Oregon as well, I read today.
He missed the long balls.
Long balls. But very. 14 of 25 for 153. I mean, there's not. That
no, you're
is
not going to win a game like that.
That is dink and dunk football.
Mm-hmm.
And Sean Payton complained that he had to play dink and dunk football with Russell Wilson. So he gets rid of Russell Wilson and then plays dink and dunk football. It's Cortland Sutton, 118 yards. But the big takeout from this game, the Broncos only had 9 first downs the whole game.
Yep.
How the hell were they even competitive?
That's because the defense kept them on.
2-13 on third downs. They were 2:37. They were 20-13 up. Again, second week running, Denver loses to a time-expired field goal caused by a defensive penalty, which gives the kicker a closer kick. Get off the Broncos.
Spin the wheel?
Yeah, I mean, the Chargers, 3-0, I mean, they look like the deal, but I wasn't overly impressed by what I saw.
No, I'm not very high on the Chargers because they are the Chargers.
I thought they'd actually be the third team in that division, but Denver have been disappointing.
Speaking about Super Bowl, should we talk about your Super Bowl pick for Bengals? Because that's who came up.
I'm going to go there.
You're going to go
Zach
there?
Zach Taylor and the GM
of
that
people.
Team need to be sacked.
Stop sacking people.
Well, he's got to be sacked. I mean, they just did not protect Burrow. Yep. They've got this half-wit Browning, 19 of 27, 140 yards, 2 interceptions again.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals turned over the ball 5 times.
Yes, and 2 of those went for full touchdowns.
I know. You lost to Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz put 48 points on you.
Yes.
14 of 20, 173, 2 touchdowns.
Kevin O'Connell is the quarterback redemption king, isn't he?
Well,
Sam Darnold, Carson Wentz, like, he's doing quite well at the moment.
Well, there's two really interesting things here, right?
Mm-hmm.
J.J. McCarthy.
Yes.
Had 7 pretty average quarters in the 2 games he played before getting injured again.
Yeah, it's becoming quite hot in the Vikings news at the moment. Is Wentz going to stay the quarterback?
I think you kind of have to, right?
To be the Bengals defense is terrible, though.
I know,
like,
but
they're so terrible. I don't think this is a great game to put someone's.
I think the Bengals are going to go from 2-0 to like 2-6 by the time Burrow comes back.
I know, it's terrible. That's what happens when you put.
Do they go and get a? They've got to go and get a quarterback. Yeah, Browning is not it.
I was going to ask you, do you think they'll trade for Kirk Cousins?
Well, no, because unless we get the Falcons game,
yeah,
I think Penix is done as well.
Oh well,
I think Penix is.
Penix
sad.
Is a bit. Like, he's only had 5 games.
Yeah, but you're not going to let Cousins go if Penix is going to perform like that today.
No, that's fair.
So, I don't think they can get Cousins because I think you'd have to pay a ridiculous money. And I think the Falcons need to keep Cousins.
Did you also know Mason, Vikings running back, went for over 100 yards?
He did, 2 touchdowns. Yeah, yeah. Jordan Mason, very good.
Because everyone was rubbishing them when they got rid of Aaron Jones, but maybe they knew something.
Oh, 48.
Mm-hmm.
The Bengals are not going to the Super Bowl. Joe Burrow's not winning the MVP.
And that was a sad
and
time.
And that was my 2 picks.
I had him as MVP too.
I know, but I had them in the Super Bowl. And after the first 2 weeks, I was feeling good about that. But then they didn't protect him again, and now they're wasting the best generational quarterback in the NFL.
Do you know what I love? Your other Super Bowl pick just came up, Eagles versus Rams.
Yeah, well, this... I mean, do you want to go first? I feel like I'm talking a lot because I'm in a grumpy mood.
You're
tonight.
Just in a sacking everyone mood.
I am in a
mood.
Grumpy mood tonight.
I can't believe the Rams let the Eagles win again. Because the Rams should have won this game and they didn't. And then Jordan Davis, that man can move. He is massive and he can move. That was so impressive. His field goal block. And he was sprinting and I went, oh my God, he could be faster than some wide receivers in the league. What is going on? This is such a fast man.
I saw an interview with him. He said, I haven't run that fast since a combine.
He was so fast.
Do you know what, though? Eagles, they are the 20-somethings Patriots and the early 2020s Chiefs. They just don't know when they're beaten. And I watched that game and I saw them come back and then they couldn't get a field goal ahead and they left it open to the Rams and we all know how good Matthew Stafford is in that position.
Yep.
And then the blocked field, it wasn't only the fact that it was blocked, they ran it for a touchdown as well.
I know, and he moves so fast.
But the interesting part of that, you know, last week apparently Chris Jones was trash-talking Hurts.
Yeah.
Because Hurts took the knee. They lost. I don't know why Chris Jones would trash talk when you've just lost. And he went, oh, you couldn't even throw for 100 yards. And then I think Hurts turned around and said, well, at least I'm not 0-2. But Hurts, 21 of 32, 226, yep. 3 touchdowns, shows he can do it when he needs to do it.
Saquon Barkley under 50 yards.
46 yards, I know, amazing.
Rams were not letting him do that to them again.
No, Puka Nacua, 113. He's a deal, isn't he?
Yes. I didn't even see him get 100 yards, if that makes sense. I just looked at the stats afterwards and I went, huh, you got over 100 yards. How'd you do that?
Do you know the amazing thing? The amount of block kicks and block field goals today.
Yes, so I wanted to say something. There were 9 in total special team and defensive touchdowns today, which is the most since week in 2020.
It was outstanding. Every game had some. You couldn't take your eye off any game.
No.
Because some. Well, you could take your eye off
Saints.
Cincinnati 10, Vikings 48. You could take your eye off that.
Yeah, so there were 2 field goal blocks for touchdowns, 4 interceptions returned for touchdown, 1 fumble return for a touchdown, and 2 punts returned for a touchdown.
Yeah, the 2 punts. I was watching the Seattle game.
Giants Chiefs, I thought there was going to be another one.
Yes.
It was like 2 millimetres off his fingertips.
That's right.
I went, the Giants could have won that game.
Give us a spin.
We're I was going to give you a spin of the college football, actually.
Give us one more NFL. Come
on. One more NFL.
There's a game I really want to talk about.
It's probably not going to come up.
You know we're going to get the Texan Jaguars.
Oh, no. That game didn't happen.
It's a good game, actually.
We got Patriots versus Steelers. Was that the game you would like?
No, thanks.
Do you want me to spin again?
That would be doing a disservice to it, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I've spun it again.
Go on, then.
It's spinning. It is now the 49ers versus Cardinals.
That was a really low-scoring game as well, wasn't it?
Okay, I've spun it one more time, and this time you're going to have to take it, Darren.
Okay, I will.
You're going to have to take it.
It was a good game, actually, 49
and it is Sunday Night Football, Giants versus Chiefs.
Okay. Well, I'm going to profess 2 things here.
Yeah, sure.
Number one, the Chiefs are not the Chiefs.
No.
Not until Rice and Worthy come back.
Yeah.
They look average.
Thornton did really try. That's the only reason they won that game, is Thornton really stepped up as wide receiver.
Did you see the Reed and Kelsey bust up?
Yes, I did.
Did you see Reed shove him?
Yes, I did. Isn't it?
And
just
I
like
enjoyed that because that was like Kelsey shoved Reed.
Yeah.
And I was like, what are you doing pushing around a 70-year-old man? Oh, I know he's not 70, but like.
He's 68.
And it was great
something.
To see Reed actually front him today.
Yeah. And say no.
And say no. Yeah.
Did you hear how loud the booing was as well?
I know. Kelsey was not good.
No.
The Giants had no kicker because Graham Gano got injured, so they could barely kick, and that showed when they got the first touchdown, and the kicker just smashed it into the wall.
The Giants did have Scatterbo, though.
They did have Scatterbo, played well. The Giants, Russell Wilson,
they could have won the game.
Denver, Russell Wilson.
I know.
Terrible.
A throw into triple coverage felt very Denver-y.
Do you know what I most was surprised about? That Wilson didn't get benched. Jackson Dart starting next week.
No, but
week.
Then they did that weird thing again where it was Dart, Wilson. It's just confusing.
They just need to rip the Band-Aid off and start Jackson Dart next week.
And then why did Wilson throw it away on fourth and goal? Like, just throw it to someone.
Yeah.
Even if they don't make it, don't throw it away.
No. Russell Wilson finished, and I think if this carries on for another 2 weeks, so is Brian Daboll and everyone else.
The Giants, it seems to be, if you take away Malik Nabers, you're going to win.
Oh, and that was proved today. What did he get, 10 yards?
Yeah, less than 10 yards.
Yeah.
I have now spun the college wheel. There is
Let's
no going
do
back.
It. No, that's fine. I'm loving college time.
Dun, dun, dun. And it is the absolute blowout, Illinois versus Indiana.
This was stunning.
63-10.
This was number 9 Illinois. The Hoosiers. I know you
Is
wanted.
The Hoosiers?
Yeah, the Indiana
I didn't know how
Hoosiers.
To say that, so
yeah,
I didn't
Hoosiers.
Want to say it.
Go on, say your name.
Hoosiers.
No. Your man, your quarterback, you love him.
Oh, so this is my favourite thing that's come out of this game that I saw. It is the Heisman Dozer. And I'm so behind this because it's a great name.
Fernando
Mendoza. For the Heisman. The Heisman Dozer.
21-23, 5 touchdowns for 2nd consecutive game.
I know.
Brilliant.
Indiana ranked 11 now.
In Illinois, 2 yards of rushing for the entire game.
It's really bad.
They were -8 at halftime.
Yeah.
Indiana, 529 total yards, 312 on the ground.
And Indiana had 40 minutes of total possession.
I know.
40 minutes. That's pretty much the whole game. Like,
talking of possession, I know I'm going back to the NFL. Yeah. San Francisco had 8 minutes in the first half today. 8.
I know.
8. Next wheel.
Next wheel, am I doing it?
Do it. We need to cover another 2, I reckon.
Another 2.
At least 2.
Dun, 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 dun. It is Arkansas versus Memphis.
Ooh, what? DT.
Blow hogs,
I'm
blow.
I'm going to give you the floor. It's your Razorbacks.
Blow hogs, blow, because they blew it again. Second week in a row they did it, and I just went down to the final few minutes, and I went, why did you do this to me again? This sucks. So this is fun team I've chosen. The head coach is most likely on the way out, and looking probably to be the interim head coach would be Bobby Petrino, who was the Hogs coach back in 2008.
Great coach. Razorbacks 28-10 up in the third quarter. Yeah. Second consecutive week fumbling on a potential game-winning drive.
Do you know our tight end from Canada had a nice little breakout game, if I want to say something positive? They finally got some sacks in the second half, and I'm really struggling to say anything else because, oh my God, why did you fumble?
I know. 290 rushing yards. Memphis 4-0. I mean, they are looking decent.
Because they were the team that tried to buy into...
That's right.
Was it the Big Ten or SEC they tried to buy into?
The Big Ten, I think. How did the Big Ten feel about that now?
I know. Memphis. I also love the Memphis uniform. That helmet is so cool.
Yeah.
It's really cool. I liked it.
Stick it, Memphis. My wife really loves the Colorado uniform. That's
really?
A nice uniform, that black. Okay. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Okay.
But gutted for you because Arkansas could quite easily be 4-0.
Yes, and Memphis somehow ran for 290 yards on the Hogs. Oh. So,
Taylor and Green, two interceptions as well.
Blow Hogs blow, not go Hogs go, because why?
Oh.
And Notre Dame next week for us, so that will be an interesting matchup.
Well, I think Notre Dame are massively overrated.
Oh, 100%, I think we could win it, but who knows at this point with the team.
I mean, everyone's got Notre Dame are back. It's like you played Purdue and you conceded 30, even though they did get 535 yards of offense.
Look, Arkansas always comes in trying to play hard, but yeah, that was terrible. 2 weeks in a row, you lost in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah.
In a game you should have won.
Give us a spin.
Okay. It's spinning. It's doing very well. And it is going for Auburn versus Oklahoma.
Boo.
Boo.
No, this was a good... This was an amazing game. Amazing how close it was. Oklahoma recorded a record 10 sacks during the game.
It was insane.
Including the game-winning safety that kind of killed it all.
I reckon they should be ranked higher than 7.
They got 32 yards of rushing.
Yeah.
And 29 came from the quarterback.
I'm just... But
that's why they're 7.
But their defense. Oh, and you know how I feel about the defense, Darren.
Auburn only got 67 yards of rushing.
Can I just say my...
They're
wide receiver from Arkansas, Satagina.
Yeah.
He's from Arkansas. Last year he transferred across, so I'm going to claim that because that's about the only thing that went well this week for me.
Yeah. I mean, good game, good win. Good win. It's a tough conference. It was a great game. I watched that game. It was a good game.
And Auburn's against Texas A&M next week, which will be...
That'll be an amazing game. Quick other things around college. I think the thing to watch out for is Clemson.
And can I say one nice thing? Yep. Vanderbilt, 70.
Yes, 70 burger. Highest points in a game since 1919, but Vanderbilt in 2 weeks' time have got a schedule.
Alabama.
They've got Alabama.
I'm so excited for that game.
I think they've got LSU. They've got a few teams like that.
And they're ranked the highest they ever have been in the last 17 years.
Yeah,
18,
yeah.
Yeah.
4-0, Clemson, watch that.
Yeah, that's going to explode really
badly. Going to explode. Dabo Sweeney's getting more sort of like outspoken about it. And it's like, Dabo, not the time.
No,
you are
up.
Like three, you're 1-3, your worst start since 2004. Do you know the thing in that game that got me? Cade Klubnik, 37 of 60.
Yep, there goes the Heisman that I thought he might win.
But you just don't let the quarterback throw 60 times.
You do if you're Clemson.
Oh, 60.
Sorry, I'm trying really hard not to sneeze.
I know. Yeah, good work there. The only other thing that I kind of picked up was Miami, your mates.
Now
move to number 2, which has really annoyed me.
I just love the signal so much.
I know, I hate it.
Angers you.
Yeah,
also,
that's what I do to the U. No, that's what I do to the U.
Go Hogs, go!
So, LSU, interesting game. They've got Ole Miss next week, so that'll see what those two teams are made of. Oregon versus Penn State, we'll see what those two teams are made of. So next week, we'll be back with the hour show, 6:30. So get yourself tuned into that.
I've been DT.
And I've been Darren Lees, and that's been our show. Look forward to catching up with you next Monday night. 104.6 Planet FM.